Good morning and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts, three ideas to help you improve your competitiveness in less than 3 minutes. It's Monday, 22nd November, and let's get cracking. Idea one, download this. This is a brilliant virtual conference on the future of marketing. And basically, it's 60 thought leaders giving their leading thoughts on marketing. And they give 1 minute each. And there's some great guys presenting their thoughts and ideas in there. People like Guy Kawasaki, Chris Brogan, Brian Solis and Tony Shea of Zappos. If you've not heard any of those names, then listen to this and you'll start to find out maybe why they are thought leaders. All you need to do is register onto the website and actually download it so you can listen to it at your leisure. You can actually listen to it on an iPhone and an iPod or on your laptop. There's some really great, insightful stuff in there and it's well worth a listen. So that's the future of marketing and you can download that just below. Talking about the future, idea two, do this. As we head towards the end of the year and obviously the beginning of a new year, here's something for you actually might want to do. One of the things that we often find is at the beginning of the year is often about looking forward, new starts and new resolutions. And what I'm suggesting that you do is actually get ahead of the game and maybe try and do it a little bit earlier. I often take top teams away for a day and create some time for them to work on their business, not just in it. And what they actually do is we get them to look at the future of their business or department and create a picture of where the business is going. So what I thought you might want to consider doing is take some time out, do it on your own, or if you can, do it with the team, and allocate some time in the next week or two and try and answer some of these questions. And you pick the questions you want to work on, but answer these questions. Spend some time thinking about what's gone really well for us in 2010. What are we doing now that we weren't doing last year? What are the things we've actually put in place? What are we really pleased with and what are we really proud of, the things we've actually achieved in the last 12 months? What have we not done so well? What do we need to do get a little bit better at and keep working on? And what are the key things that we need to do to make 2011 a successful year for us? And then looking forward, one of the questions you might want to consider is, what will we have in place this time next year or by the end of 2011? And if these things are going to be in place by the end of 2011, what will need to be in place by June 2011? What's need to be in place by the end of March 2011? And one of the things I'd really encourage you to do, if you do work on these things, avoid what I call collective irresponsibilities, where you say, we do this, we'll have done that. Identify what's going to be done and allocate some responsibility for actually making it happen. And this is my clients regularly, and it's something that's really, really worthwhile considering to make sure you get a clear picture of the future of your business. And finally, a little bit of fun, but if you want to have a quick look, I mentioned that the Queen was on Facebook a couple of weeks ago. Have a look at this. Here are some examples of what the Queen is actually doing on Facebook. Have a great week. See you again next week. Take care now. Bye.